Finding a service solution that helps you keep customers happy can feel impossible, just like trying to remember the name of that guy you literally just met at a networking event. HubSpot's all-new Service Hub can help, with the service solution part at least. It brings service and success together on one powerful platform, with an AI-powered help desk and chatbot to handle your frontline tickets, so you can scale support and drive retention and revenue. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more.
Welcome to Friday, everybody. It's April 26th. I'm John Weigel here with Ben Berkley, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. If you didn't even go see Dune Part 2, chances are you know about the legendary sandworm popcorn bucket offered at AMC theaters. Often compared to a sex toy on apps like X, TikTok, and Instagram, this bucket demonstrates a larger lesson for companies. Memes make money. So how did AMC react to this product's virality, and how can one separate digital marketing from internet culture these days? We'll get to that in a bit, but first let's run down the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Starting us off with airlines, Southwest Airlines will stop serving 4 airports after Boeing delivery delays. The airline lost $218 million in the first quarter, up from $163 million the year prior. So, Ben, things don't sound too good for Southwest right now.
No, this is what we'd call a classic case of choose your friends wisely. And poor Southwest is wrapped up in Boeing's mess.
Yep.
You know, they are cutting some of these markets. That's like Cozumel, Mexico, Syracuse, New York, slimming down to one airport in Houston. And so that's a rough loss for them. But Boeing, you know, it's just like we are to the point where they've got the exact opposite of the Midas touch.
Yeah.
It's like Midas's dope of a brother who's like comically knocking over vases wherever he goes. We're entering comedic folly territory here.
Yes. A continuous fall down the stairs that has not been stopped yet.
Exactly.
Moving over to the restaurant industry, Red Lobster looks like it's, well, in the red. The seafood restaurant chain is seeking a buyer to avoid a potential bankruptcy filing 10 years after Golden Gate Capital bought it for $2.1 billion. So unfortunate investment there on Golden Gate Capital, but praying for my boys at Red Lobster. Next, the U.S. economy's growth has slowed. According to a new Commerce Department report, the gross domestic product grew an annualized rate of 1.6%. Analysts had predicted 2.5%, a drop from 3.4% the previous quarter. What's going on here, Ben?
I mean, the top takeaway here probably can't be put better than the headline that the Wall Street Journal has plastered on its homepage right now, which is that the dream of Fed interest rate cuts is slipping away.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to know a lot more about how various sectors respond to this news in the next few days. But, you know, the kind of like rate cutting nirvana that everyone's been clamoring for, it's not looking great. One analyst revised his projection on rate cuts from 3 of them starting in June to just 1 in December. And at this point, I guess we'd even just take that because it's anything different than where we are right now. So, you know, it's just kind of the latest version of the same old story, which is that we just can't get around that corner economically.
Yeah, it's quite unfortunate that. Okay, from Wall Street over to Hollywood Boulevard and Canada. First, it was Hollywood, and now it's the Writers Guild of Canada. The Screenwriters Union voted to authorize a strike over pay and AI protections if it can't reach negotiations with producers, so more strikes are looming. And finally, apple juice icon Mott's is on top of the functional beverage trend, debuting Mott's Active, an electrolyte sports drink for kids. All the athletic tots alley-ooping themselves off a Fisher-Price backboard are going to feel unstoppable with this. Are you going to indulge in this, Ben?
You know, I'm not sure I'm the target for this, but, you know, I like to see it. Mott's has been around for 180 years, I believe, as a brand. And they're bending with the times, and you love to see that. It's not something that is all that common. But I will say I'm mostly just locked in on this tot basketball game. Like, it's a really fun scene to imagine. I feel like we can maybe put the team behind Baby Geniuses and the team behind Airbud and just, like, lock them in a room until they produce a script, and so let's just get it made.
I can just see the 90s commercial about this in my mind so clearly, of some kid drinking it and then just getting electrocuted and his hair is all standing up and he's like, wow.
Oh my God.
When he goes to dunk or something, it just plagues my mind like a Pizza Bagels commercial.
I mean, I want to keep working with you, to be very clear. But if Mott's is listening to this, they need to hire you right now and make that commercial.
Immediately.
All right, on to the main story today. Our main story is all about the Dune popcorn bucket that swept the nation. While the bucket made the rounds on social media, AMC wasn't exactly too happy about it. But, you know, should they have been? Ben, what's the deal here?
Oh, the deal is, it's a lot to take in. I mean, we'll just zoom out for anyone who's not familiar. Dune Part 2 came out not too long ago. AMC Theaters, as they do, released a collectible popcorn bucket. This one was modeled after the Dune franchise's iconic sandworm, that resulting bucket. You look at it and you're kind of like, okay, all right. There are some things going on and it's not the cleanest, most family-friendly thing for this podcast.
Right.
And as you might expect, the internet went wild for it. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty good news when you're a struggling theater company. Except, yes, we're weeks into the story, but we're coming back to it because AMC is distancing itself from this huge viral moment. Mm-hmm. And that's a choice.
That is definitely a choice. They might as well come out and say that they call it Bucketgate at this point because they've really, really distanced themselves from this PR stunt. But I guess, of course, they didn't exactly intend for it to be a sexual connotation with the actual item. But they're doing quite a bit of backpedaling in the media, it looks like.
Yeah. So, I mean, the direct quote from their chief content officer was that, quote, "We would have never created it knowing it would be celebrated or mocked." And, I get that.
Sure.
Like, it is natural to lament loss of control. But, you know, it's like we are in this moment where the most precious commodity in today's world is attention. Mm-hmm. And I would say this is kind of one of those situations where you've got a really modern application of that all press is good press idea,
right,
where if you're gaining that attention, you kind of lean into it. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the thing that really strikes us in this story is that, you know, every time it seems like we all know the playbook, which is lean into the harmless internet obsession, you kind of find a brand bristling against it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's just really surprising.
It is very surprising, considering that, for example, this bucket in particular did have the entire internet talking everywhere on every social media site, from Reddit to TikTok to Instagram to X. Like, everyone was talking about it. And even though the connotation wasn't exactly great, you have to imagine it did put more butts in seats for Dune.
You would really think so. I don't know if we have those numbers yet, but this is something that is such a big thing. It had its own SNL sketch, which is maybe not what it was, 20 years ago, but still a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. Getting pick up in every major news outlet. This is such a big story. This is one of those things that you could spend years hatching this perfect promotional plan and you would never achieve this.
Right.
You can't buy this type of engagement. And this for a theater chain that lost nearly $400 million last year, you would think that there's no victory too embarrassing for them. Mm-hmm. You just kind of take it and you accept it and you say, okay, thank you, internet, for making us money.
Yeah. And you hit on something really important, that in a million years, you could not engineer something like this intentionally. A lot of these things have happened accidentally over the years where brands have tried something new, tried something different, and it seemed like it wasn't going to do that great, and it just skyrocketed because of the internet and because of what people did to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have so many examples at this point of these little, like, accidental viral marketing moments. There's very famously the dress, and the company that actually made that dress, they got in on the joke, and they had millions of people on their site as a result. You know, I think that you've seen just brands struggling with this, where McDonald's also had their whole Szechuan sauce incident years ago, where, you know, there was all this excitement about it because it was on a Rick and Morty episode, and then they just didn't really go for it.
Mm-hmm.
They just were like, oh, I guess here are a couple locations where you can get it. There were riots. You know, McDonald's has learned since. They leaned into the internet going crazy about the Grimace shakes last year.
Yes, right.
And so, you know, it just kind of seems like there should just be this orthodoxy at this point that you got to take advantage of these moments when they come, because you can never create them. You can never anticipate them, but you're going to have the most attention that you're ever going to have on your business.
Right.
And why not just lean into it? You know, you don't have to directly condone and be like, those of us at AMC love a great anus or whatever they would say. Like, you don't have to go in that direction. That feels like maybe not the move.
Sure.
But to kind of be very dismissive of it is just kind of a strange marketing decision.
Yeah, very strange. And it seems like any brand campaign or any PR stunt could theoretically turn into something like this. And for a brand nowadays, that should be a jackpot. That should be just a straight up, oh my God, we did it. Everybody's talking about us, whether it's good, whether it's bad. We're in the news, we're in the media. New York Times is writing us up. The Hustle's writing us up. Everybody's talking about this. So, you know, if you want to do that, if you are in position to do that, it's a really great position to be in.
Yeah. I mean, if you had come out and essentially said, like, everyone who buys one of these buckets gets a free month of their Stubbs program or whatever, and then get them into your ecosystem, like, you just kind of lean into it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is a good lesson.
Yes.
Going forward, you kind of had framed it up top as like, can one separate digital marketing from internet culture? No. I
can't.
Don't think you can.
No.
They are linked at this point, and so accept it. Mm-hmm. It seems to be the way forward.
Right. All right, and that's going to do it for us today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a bunch more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you next week. Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.